you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went away on a journey. When the vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, and another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent servants, more numerous than the first ones, but again they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out in the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce in the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you ever read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord this has done, and it is wonderful in our eyes'? Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that they were speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. When I was in first grade and my older sister Michelle was in the third grade, we were on a co-ed soccer team. And my sister is an amazing athlete. Father Ricky, not so much. And when it came time for the awards, and back in the day, not everybody got an award or a trophy, okay? And this is way back in the 1980s. And it came time for the awards, my sister got the most valuable player. And there's a picture of me in the first grade giving my sister a dirty look. I was not happy. The reality was, I was jealous because my sister got an award and I didn't get one. But my dad told me, "You didn't deserve it. You weren't good enough," right? And that's just how my dad is. But of course, as we get older, hopefully we grow out of jealousy. But jealousy is something that we all struggle with. And what these readings are telling us today is to be happy for other people. So if somebody does something well, or somebody gets recognized for the good person they are, we're called to celebrate that. But sometimes we do the opposite. And when we get jealous, what does that cause us to do? Say not nice things about people, or try to bring people down by our words? So Jesus is telling us today, every single one of you is a gift. Every single one of you is so loved by God that your life is a gift. So focus on what you can do to make the world better. And if other people around you get awards, we thank God for that too. So let's not be jealous of each other, but rather bless each other by our kindness, our compassion, and our support. So I want us to bow our heads right now and really, really look into our hearts and ask, where in my life have I struggled with jealousy? Where have I been comparing myself to other people? And let's ask Jesus right now to touch our hearts so that we may not be jealous, but rather thankful for all that he's done for us.